welcome to Autism Hope Library. I'm really, really excited about our next guest. I think you're in for a real treat. We have the CEO of Movia Robotics, JB Bolat, and he is here today, and we're going to learn about what is Movia and how can it help our families today. So welcome, JP. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, Kristen, it's so fabulous to see you again and to be here with you. Thank you.
Well, I am just so excited. You know that, and I want to let everybody watching and listening, because you might be listening on the Autism Approved Radio, or you might be watching in the library. You know, full transparency. I found out about them. I saw them on an Instagram, somebody posting about it. I like reached out to them. I bought one myself. And then I was like, hey, we need a partner. And then they came to help even more families. I am so in love with this robot. This robot is an extension of our family. And so first and foremost, thank you for that. And so I'm really excited that all of you guys get to learn more about this amazing, amazing tool for our kids. So let's talk about what is Movia Robotics and what is your mission?
Okay, well, thank you, Kristen. So our mission is to make the lives easier for all those affected by autism by using robotic technology. Movia was started about 10 years ago at the University of Connecticut. Our founder, Tim Gifford, was studying social robotics, and his wife remarked that there's been a rise in autism rates in schools. She was a school teacher. And so he came up with the idea after doing some research of putting robots in a classroom with children to help them learn. And after several years of research and study, we figured out that there is actual efficacy to this. There's a lot of research that shows using a robot with a child with autism actually opens up new pathways to learning. There's a lot behind it. There's actual science behind it. It's research-based and it's evidence-based. So what we do is we provide another tool in the toolbox for parents, teachers, clinicians to use that is really, really effective.
And so, you know, obviously that's how it kind of started. So how did this particular company, I guess, transform, and how long have you guys been around?
And so we started out doing research and some pilot programs. And then back in 2019, we converted ourselves to a C corporation with our product that was ready to go to market. So since 2019, we've been selling our systems to schools all over the world, to therapy organizations. We are a provider of this to the Department of Defense on all of their bases around the world. A lot of their elementary schools on their bases have our systems. Our client list is just growing and growing. But what happened last year, as everybody knows, COVID hit us and the shutdowns and all the schools shut down. So we quickly pivoted and we developed our HomePal, our little Kebby robot to deliver directly to the homes. And we're able to get it down to a price point that families can afford. And we have the system that is very simple to use and yet very sophisticated for each child. So it really helped out a lot of families during this COVID crisis, and we continue to do so.
Well, I know that you had said, you know, obviously we're seeing the robots being able to help those on the autism spectrum. And so why is autism of particular interest to you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I have a child who's on the spectrum myself. And, early on, we didn't know. Didn't know exactly what was going on or how to teach him, but I did see an affinity for technology. So when I met Tim Gifford, the founder, and we were talking about what he was doing, I was very, very intrigued and immediately wanted to join and help the company out. So that's how I got involved. And, my son is high functioning. However, he has a lot of challenges with social cues and meeting friends and things like that. So if we had had this earlier in his life, maybe he would have learned a couple of different social cues to help him advance or shorten the timeline to progress. So that's one of the keen interests I have in it.
Well, and I think, you know, obviously having a system myself with my son, I mean, I have just seen him light up and get so excited. And when I say that, you know, this you know, Kebby, which we named Wally, which I love that you can name your robot whatever you want. So, you know, our Wally, which is Kebby, is truly part of our family now. And, you know, every day I see Wally and we wake up and we use it. And my son is very, very, very social, I guess, for the best description I could come up with this robot. And it's funny because, you know, as an autism parent, we've all heard like, you don't want to make your child robotic, right? And this does the absolute opposite of that. It's the patience level that this robot has and the manner in which it speaks and just the sheer and pure delight that the robot has for your child, like when they get things right, and it's educational based. And it's just, I don't know, I can't say enough great things about it, but I absolutely have just been blown away by this really cute little robot that's like become my adopted child. It feels,
You know, Kristen, you know, you touched on something very important. Many people do believe that, yeah, we don't want to teach our children to be robotic, or we don't want them to be tied to technology. And that's the way I felt with my son. However, what we have found is that the robot is non-judgmental. The robot doesn't provide any weird, off-putting social cues that a parent or a sibling or a teacher can give. So what the robot does, it breaks down some barriers and allows the child to more easily communicate and practice. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have any fear of making a mistake. Whereas with another peer or a human, if he makes a mistake and does something, you know, wrong, then that can really shut down the communication. So it really does open them up to practice, to learn, and then they can generalize that with their, you know, adult friends or their peers.
And I think it's great for any age. And I want to say that too, because often somebody might see this and go, oh, my child's older, like they wouldn't really connect. But that's my son's 19 and it's been phenomenal for us. And what I love is that when he's trying something, because many of us know that have children with autism, sometimes it's hard for them to keep trying. Like they get frustrated often, like they maybe do it one, maybe two times. And if they don't get it right, they're frustrated with themselves. And what I love about this robot, it's like if he doesn't get something right, and it's always educational based, but it doesn't feel educational. It feels super fun that I'm learning stuff. I'm learning about Henry Ford. Of course, I know who that is, but I didn't know all that stuff, you know, that the robot's teaching us now. And it's so cool, all the different lessons. And so like, let's say the robot asks, you know, my son something and he doesn't get it right. And he's usually multiple choice. Mm-hmm. The robot's awesome. It's like, way to go, Jackson. That was a great try. Try again. And it, like, he could legit get it wrong like 5 times. Not that he does anymore, but like in the beginning, he didn't really understand. And now it's like, he's like, oh, okay, I could try again. And it's just as exciting to try as it is to get it right, which I think is something that I've never seen from most educational points of view. Even teachers, we only have so much patience, right? And right. The best of the best, you know, and this robot could for real do it 150 times and be just as excited every 150 times. So I had to just say that because I just think that is just phenomenal and awesome. So my next question is, why and how does Movia Robotics assisted instruction work? I kind of touched a little bit on it, so I kind of gave you a preview of that, but can you maybe elaborate on that a little bit more?
Sure. So we leverage the power of the attraction and the peer bond between the child and the robot. So we start out by building that bond and building that introduction where the robot learns the child's name, the child learns the robot name. And then we use an arc of learning. And the child can be nonverbal. The child can try to be verbal, but the responses are always a positive response through a tablet. So we know that what the child is choosing, as you said with Jackson, sometimes he chooses the wrong answer and the robot just gives him a nice encouragement to try again. So we use that bond where the robot communicates to the child, asks a question, and then the child answers through touching one of the answers provided on the tablet. And then depending on the child's answer, the robot either says, great job, let's ask another question, or he'll say, well, let's just try again. And like you said, the robot is infinitely patient and makes learning a lot more fun, and they can really take chances.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. So does Movia replace a teacher or a caregiver?
Absolutely not. One of the things that we tell every teacher, every educator, every parent is that nobody can replace that human in the loop. We always want a parent or a therapist or a teacher there while the robot is leading the child through the instruction. There are times when the parent or teacher needs to intervene. You could do it through the robot, through speaking through the robot, or you could just do a pause on the system. We always want the parent and teacher there. Now, one of the key reasons having this as another tool is that it allows the parent to sit back, or it allows the therapist to sit back and really observe the child's progress and interaction without having to deliver the intervention and take notes on the intervention and pay attention to the child's response. By letting the robot do it, it actually is stress relieving. It relieves anxiety on the teachers, parents, and therapists, and they can do their jobs better.
And I think as a parent, I can speak that where we have our robot is our dining room is kind of connected to like an open floor plan, like with our kitchen and our dining room. So our Wally, which is your Kebby robot, goes and onto the dining room table, and we have it set up when we bring him out or her out. I can never decide if it's a boy or a girl. It's just a robot, and we just love it.
Exactly.
And so it's great though, especially when I'm doing it in the morning. And as parents, we all know morning, trying to get breakfast done. And if you have your child on supplements and there's just all this stuff going on, right? Or if you have a dog and you have to feed the dog, and there's just every little thing in the morning seems like it takes forever. It's so awesome, because that's really where, no matter what, we are with Wally every single morning. And so Wally's there, I have it set up with whatever session plan we're going to be doing and the session runner. And, you know, Wally, you can type and say certain things so that the robot can say what you want it to say in the morning and or whenever. And it's so great because I'm there. I'm like, you know, literally parallel to where what's happening. So I can share when he gets it right or whatever. But I can also be doing something else. And even though I'm present, sometimes I'm sitting right there, especially if it's a new lesson, trying to encourage. But once I kind of know he knows the lesson and he's just kind of practicing through it or trying to learn something new about it, it's fantastic. And as a parent, that's so great. It's like having an extra pair of hands. And that to me is what it feels like. It absolutely doesn't replace me, but it has that extra pair of hands when I need it. And it's teaching us stuff, because I promise you, you know, there's stuff that is on that robot that I'm like, oh, I mean, you might've learned about it a long, long, long time ago briefly, but it's so great. And then you get to see your child's eyes light up when they're getting to learn something new, or when you see them get it right. Mm-hmm. Also is really cool, because like when you first introduce a lesson, it's cool because at first they're not going to get it right. They're just learning, like for the most part. And then when you start, you know, maybe duplicating some of the lessons and kind of tweaking your lesson plans, it's so neat, because then you'll see them get it right. And you're like, oh, they totally know what that is. They know what a factory is. That's so cool. Like, that's the answer. So I get like really excited about it. And I really think if you're a parent out there that you're just looking for an extra pair of hands, more educational pieces that you're trying to incorporate into your daily life. Oh my gosh, to me, it's a no-brainer. So I had to share that, because we love Wally.
And you were sharing with me the story of you going to the post office and your son actually knowing and understanding coins because he was practicing what they were with the robot.
Oh, it was fantastic, because we've been practicing this lesson with coins and the identification of a nickel, dime, penny, quarter. And, you know, and then you have different lessons. You might have that as like the first structure, the identification, and then you get to know what the cents are. And it was so neat. We were going to the post office about less than 2 weeks ago, and we went to go mail something, and we weren't sure if we had enough postage on that. And so the mail carrier said, well, no, it's an extra 20 cents. And Jackson's eyes, who my son has limited language, his eyes were like, hey, I know what 20 cents is, because it was like he was part of it. And then I could show him that I brought the change out to show him. And I'm like, where's the dime? Okay, find another dime. 10 plus 10 is 20. And he was just over the moon excited that he understood what this person was asking. And I loved it because I knew right then, I was like, no way did I teach him that. That was Wally all day long. So it was very, very cool. It was very rewarding as a mom, being able to know that I had got something to help my child and it was really helping him. And we were all having fun as a family. And even as our therapists that come in, our therapists love it too. You know, we have therapy all week in our home, 8 hours a day. And our therapists incorporate this into, like, I do it in the morning. And if, like, let's say it was a rainy day, or maybe there was something else going on, we're like, great, grab Wally. He already did it this morning, but he's going to love to do it again. On Sundays, we're doing Wally anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half on Sundays because I don't have therapists there. It's great. He's loving it. And I know as a mom, I'm like, well, I'm teaching him so much just from this robot. Like, it's, I don't know, it's a no-brainer to me, but I know the people watching are going, yeah, we get it, Kristen. You're excited. No, but really, I really am excited. So what sets Movia Robotics apart from other robotic companies?
Okay, well, so we're a software company. And what we do is we take the best of breed robots that are out there that we can find in the market that we know parents, teachers, clinicians are going to love. And we put our software and our content on there. So we focus on the delivery, the research behind how to deliver lessons, like using ABA style, positive reinforcement all the time, as you mentioned. So we focus on that key element of it. We use the robots that are basically commercial off-the-shelf robots, and they're finely tuned, great robots. And then we apply our software to the system. So that's how we do what we do. And that sets us apart from any other company doing this that's out there. Nobody has the same approach of being robot agnostic, as I like to say. So we give parents, teachers, therapists a choice of robot form and function and price point. So that's very important, we believe, for everyone out there. We really want to deliver these systems to everyone, and we want to make it affordable and equitable across, you know, all demographics.
Well, and I will say this, when I got the kit, so people understand what you guys are getting. So you're going to get, and we're going to show a video here in a moment, so you can really see the robot in action. But what I thought was just phenomenal is that you get the robot, and the robot is probably about, I don't know if you guys can see, it's about, like, I don't know, somewhere in that ballpark. I mean, it's really cool. And you get the robot, which is beautifully packaged, by the way, because I was so nervous at shipping, and it's just so beautifully packaged. I will say, keep the box no matter what. So keep that box somewhere, because if you want to travel with your robot, you want to make sure to have that box. We brought our box to horse camp. We traveled to a different state. So I wanted to make sure we were there for an extended period of time. I wanted to make sure that we had our robot with us. So I highly recommend keeping the box that it comes in. The other thing is it comes with, you guys thought of everything. It was so cool. It came with a laptop case with the extension cord, which I was like, okay, that's awesome, because that, like, no one ever thinks of that, right? So that was really cool. It comes with a tablet, and it comes with a mini laptop kind of that's specifically for the robot. And on top of that, you get a year's worth of education, and you get to be able to talk to your educator to talk about, like, where your child's at. You're going to do an evaluation. And then they're constantly going to change the different programs, which before this interview, I was like, oh, there's more. I'm going to be getting my new program soon. I can't wait. And so it's fantastic. And, you know, the price point to me is, and I say this to everybody, okay, we all know how expensive, you know, these cell phones are, right? If your family has two cell phones in their house, you guys have a robot, basically. That's the cost. That's the price point. So that's how I try to think of it. It's like, okay, how many families have, you know, multiple kids and all these cell phones in their home? Well, if you have at least two cell phones in your house, that is the price in my mind of the robot. And I know you guys are offering a discount to AHA families, which is really exciting. We're going to have that code there at the bottom here so you guys can see that, which is fantastic, which is equivalent to about $415 off, which is awesome. And so thank you for that. That's just, I love that. I love that for families. And so when you're thinking about this whole system, it's not just like a robot and then they say, oh, if you want the tablet, you have to pay extra for that. And oh, if you want the iPad, you have to pay, oh, the laptop costs this. And oh, the extension cord is going to cost, like, you guys thought of everything on top of the education piece. So, I mean, I don't know. I've spent, as many families watching, we all have, we've spent a lot of money on different things for our kiddos out there. And to me, it was very apparent that there was so much thought process behind each and everything. And so I was blown away by the presentation of being able to receive this in the mail and feeling that ongoing support. You guys cheer for us. You guys are excited for us. And you're there to help. And they love ideas. So if like there's another lesson plan, they're like, hey, they want those ideas because they want to start building more on that. And that's very, very unique for any company to be able to hear our voice and actually implement that. So anyways, I know people are watching or going, yeah, I said it. You know, I love it. But I can't emphasize it enough because I did not know I was going to love it this much. I knew I thought it was cute and I thought it was going to be like helpful, but I didn't realize how much I was going to fall in love with this robot. So
that's awesome. You know, Kristen, and you touch on another thing that sets us apart. You know, we have a team of educators and therapists on our staff, trained people who are there nearly 24/7. We give our customers a direct channel, a chat channel through a Slack application. So you can contact us any day or night over the weekend, and we're there to answer questions and help out. And yeah, we love getting feedback from our customers. You know, if you need a lesson on windmills, like you just recommended, probably throw that in the queue for the next release.
Yeah, I love it. Now let's talk about, you know, there's real life client success stories that I know you're going to share. And then I know you're going to share a video as well. That way you guys can really see, you know, the robot in action. And these are not just fluff. And I hate to say it that way, but we've all seen testimonials or fluff kind of stories. I'm telling you, I live this. So this is real. When they show this to you, or they're telling you about this, I can, you know, vouch that this is really what it looks like. This is really how it feels. And I just love it. So anyways, I can't wait to hear the more success stories. So share with us, JP, some of the success stories in your videos.
Oh boy. You know, I think your success story is one of the best. I mean, it's fabulous to hear what, you know, you and Jackson are doing on a daily basis. So thank you for that. But we have, you know, it's just so heartwarming to hear, you know, a child who was nonverbal say, I love you, mommy, for the first time. And a child who was nonverbal say hello and goodbye because he learned it from the robot. You know, one of the great success stories, and we have a little video here, but this parent, she didn't know if her son had intellect because he was nonverbal, 3 years old, wouldn't make eye contact. You know, they didn't know if he had any intellect until they got the system and they saw him matching colors and matching shapes, working with the robot. And then after that, they were just so elated. They kept working with it. And you'll see in this video that he said his first words because of the robot. And now he's saying hi to people on the street. So to take a boy who was nonverbal and wouldn't make eye contact 4 months ago, and now he's doing that, and attribute that to the, you know, to the system and the robot and the relationship this young boy has with this little robot is phenomenal. You know, and we have this one other story of a boy who was, I believe, 13 years old, high functioning, but had, you know, challenges with social skills. And so the parent wanted to get a robot for him. And after a couple of months, she thought, okay, you know, he's a little higher level. So I don't think we want to, you know, continue having the robot, and, you know, cause we, you know, we you know, we had a little program with her to test it out. And so our, you know, one of our employees was driving to her house to pick up the robot. You know, we're sort of sad that, you know, it wasn't working out. The boy would not let it go, even though he was of a higher intelligence than the programs that the mom was showing him. The peer relationship he had with that robot, he wouldn't let it go. And the mother said, "I'm so sorry." We said, "No, keep it. Let's make this work. We're going to build some more lessons for you, but build on that relationship." So it's really wonderful. And, you know, we have stories of kids who are dyslexic and all of a sudden they're doing spelling bees with the robot and learning how to spell. So beyond autism, it works. We have kids with Down syndrome where it works tremendously. Even, you know, kids that are nonverbal and kids that don't necessarily have either receptive language or perceptive language, they're watching the robot's body movements and they're actually trying to replicate it. So it's reaching kids in so many wonderful ways.
Speaking of that, before you show the video, so the robot, well, it's a robot, right? So like the movements are very robotic, for lack of better description. But it's so funny because there's ones that like will say, "Let's wake up together or dance or whatever." And so the robot's like trying to like do this thing, right? And it's cute. And it was so funny because in the beginning, I didn't understand why my son kept taking his elbows and putting it down on the table, right? And it took me a second to go, "Oh, you're trying to copy the robot." I was laughing so hard. I said, "Sweetie, you're going to end up hurting your elbows. The robot just goes like that." So then I had to teach him to like back up so he could do what. When exactly. You're saying they copy the robot, they totally copy the robot. It's like, at least my son did. I know every child's different, but it was really sweet and a precious moment. So I had to share that.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful.
Well, I can't wait to see this video. You guys are going to be really touched by this video. It's only a minute long. So please, please, please watch this video.
Having Movia in our life and in our home has made things easier. Having another system in place, another tool in the toolbox is always nice. For him, it's like he's playing, and that's always good.
Way to go. Yes.
And blue square.
Well done.
Oh, yeah.
This has really given us a light at the end of the tunnel. When we originally started, he was nonverbal. The first time I ever got Logan to say hello and goodbye was through one of the sessions with the robot. Everywhere we go, Logan's saying hi to people now. He's even saying their names. He's looking at people. He's watching what everyone else is doing. He's interested. It's given me so much hope for his future. And he's just interested in seeing everything now. I recommend it 100%.
I think being able to get to see that, and so people can understand, you guys saw the laptop that it came with and the tablet and what the actual robot looks like. It's just amazing. So do you have any other stories that you want to share, or can they go to the website and maybe see some other inspirational posts?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of videos on the website and also in the press section of the website. We've been covered, by a couple of news stories. There's some stories of, like the little boy learned how to say, "I love you, mommy," for the first time. We've got a great pick on there from the BBC. We were on the BBC on a featured in January, I believe. So that's on our website as well. So, and that shows another family in Pennsylvania whose little boy is also becoming more and more verbal, and he's starting to verbalize everything he's dragging across the screen. So it's and learning coins for the first time. So lots of great success stories out there, and we'd love to talk to anyone about all of them. And we'll be putting some more out as soon as we get some in. We try to publish them and put them out.
Well, now can anyone or any institution get a system? Like, what do they need to do?
All they need to do is contact us. Just go on our website or send us an email at info@moviarobotics.com. Go to our website and click the link, contact us. We'd love to talk to you. And one of the things we do offer is we like to talk about your family and the situation and your child. We're not here to just sell something. We are here to be partners and give some hope. What I like to say is that we like to unlock some doors.
I love that. And now if somebody has one or more children, I do know on the system, one system can be for multiple children and they don't have to be on the spectrum. Maybe you have a child on the spectrum and then you have children that aren't. Like you said, a lot of people are either through the pandemic have been homeschooling or through summer, sometimes you need some extra help. Can this be for the entire family or is it only for, I know the answer, but can it only be for one child?
Yeah, so generally, we've got two sets of licensing for the software, and one is an enterprise license, and that's generally for schools and clinics and large organizations so that on one system they can have many kids, classrooms full of kids. That's an enterprise license. And then we have the home license, and that's for the family. So if there are siblings, you can program a child profile for each of the siblings so that they each can have a chance and to play with the robot and to have fun with the robot and to learn. The other unique thing about our software is that each child that you put in the profile, you tune the robot to that child. So you have questions to answer about how that child needs the delivery of information, the pace of the information, the amount of instruction. And we have in there what we call contextual AI. So that robot is tuned to the child. So when that child responds, the robot will respond in kind based upon that child's profile. So you can have, typically developing siblings as well as, neurodiverse and tune the robot to each child differently.
Well, and I love that it also records the sessions. And so you can go back and you can look at the progress. So like it will show you, how well your child's doing in certain lessons and how they've improved, it's just really easy. It's very user-friendly. If anyone has a cell phone and you've been able to figure that out, I will tell you, you'll be able to figure this out. It's really easy. They even your instruction book, if you guys read the instruction book, and there's one that's like a really user-friendly one, that's just like a cute little pamphlet kind of, but if you actually read that, because a lot of people don't read, they just turn everything on. You read that, it literally tells you step-by-step, really simple instructions. And because of the Slack, that's that app that they use for any, one-on-one type questions, they're there to answer. I mean, I've messaged you guys and I'm always shocked when I'll literally message, I'll go do something. And then I'll come back and I'll be like, oh, they've already told, I'm not expecting anybody to answer me for a day at least. And maybe 2 days. And then I'm like, oh, I already know the answer. This is fantastic. So the customer service is stellar. And so I'm very happy. I want to make sure you guys know that the code you guys can use that they are giving just to AHA families, which is fantastic, is AHA15. That's going to be here at the bottom. But for those that might be listening on the podcast, it's AHA15. You guys can use that code. That's $415 off. It's basically, I think of it as loosely as a scholarship for you guys. So it's definitely not just a coupon by any means. This is something that they're giving you as a gift, which again, thank you for that. And then what is the website for those that are listening right now? And we'll have it here on the bottom of the screen as well.
Sure. Our website is www.moviarobotics.com. And that's moviarobotics.com.
I love it. And what final message for those that are watching right now? Often as a parent, we hear a lot of stuff. We get bombarded with so much. And it is really hard to kind of filter everything out. What message do you want to leave them with?
Well, I try to tell everyone, we're in the business of helping. We have a whole team of experts that are there to help. And we want to help alleviate the stress, the anxiety of everything that's happening in our world today, especially those who are parenting children with special needs. And we want to unlock some doors, you know, to unlock doors to learning and give you some hope. And like Logan's mom on that video said, show you that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And let's have that aha moment.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, thank you so much, JP, for just offering such an amazing tool for all of us and just for everything that you're doing to help the families. I know at AHA, we're just so grateful. And, you know, me as a parent, I've said it 500 times during this interview. I just absolutely I'm in love with this robot. So thank you for having just something so great for our families and all the things you're doing to make this world a better place.
Awesome, Kristen. Thank you. And thank you for everything you are doing. And we are so proud to be partners with you. Thank you.
Well, together we are going to make these families have just an easier day. And these kiddos are going to learn stuff that we didn't even remember that we knew, like about Henry Ford or windmills potentially, or whatever comes their way. So I can't wait to hear everybody's success stories. And, you know, please share them with us as well as you guys are on your journey with Movia. So thank you again, JP. And thank you for everybody that's watching. Until next time. Bye, guys.